I probably won't preach long, so Marcia, you can just stay. Amen. We'll take an offering sometime tonight, maybe. If we don't get to that, it'll be all right. Praise the Lord. John chapter 12, one verse of Scripture. Everybody here knows it. Verse 32. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And I, that's Jesus talking. Jesus is still speaking. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Praise God. For just a few minutes tonight, I want to talk to you about the cross. Glory to God. I felt burdened in my heart this afternoon. There are precious souls that sometime are being weighed in eternity in the balances, and we don't even know nor realize how close they are. And yet, there is a simple verse of Scripture that speaks to us so positive tonight. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. I was reading this week about a very gifted poet. His name was William Blake. And in his book on Jerusalem, he draws us a picture in his book on a plate. He draws the picture of the crucifixion. I feel like the Holy Ghost is in this place. In his picture that he has drawn, praise God, I may not get past my introduction tonight. In the picture that this poet, William Blake, has drawn on the plate of the crucifixion, in the picture is very somber, as naturally you would think it would be, except for one thin ray of light on Calvary's hill coming from this heavenly world. One thin ray of light shines down and illuminates the Christ of the cross. Praise God. The feet of the cross, amen, is a lone, solitary figure. It's not his mother Mary. It is not that beloved disciple John. It is not Joseph of Arimathea. Amen. It's not the centurion soldier that confessed that this must be the Son of God. Matter of fact, the figure in his painting or drawing is unidentified. It's a lone figure. And it speaks to us that it could be anyone or every one of us tonight. There, that figure kneels at the cross with outstretched arms. Amen. Toward the cross. The light from heaven illuminating the Savior. I want to tell you, Jesus said, and I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. I don't know, great God, help me here. I don't know as I can completely and totally explain how that works. I don't know as I can, in words and vocabulary, tell you what takes place. But there's something about the message of the cross. Whether it's in a song that is sang, or whether it is whether it is in a message that is, amen, preached, or whether it is in a testimony that is given, but there's something magnetic about the message of the cross, and it has a drawing power. Great God, somebody said the preaching of the cross doesn't have an effect anymore. It's because we very seldom preach about the cross. We very seldom sing about the cross. We very seldom talk about the cross. But I want to tell you tonight, Calvary, praise God, is just as powerful. And it can change men's lives when they hear that there is a Savior, amen, who hung between heaven and earth, amen, and shed His last blood, amen, and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Praise God, and there is something that is drawing about that. Hallelujah. What is it about a church that when you pass by, something inside of you says, you ought to go there? Amen. Come on here. You drive by the highway on the interstates and you see three crosses on the hill. Two of them are almost a blue turquoise, and the one in the middle is golden in color. And something inside of your breast says, amen, you need to know more about that. Hey, I can tell you what it is. Jesus said, and I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. Somebody said, hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all know what that is. It's a chain. Amen. It's not a big chain. And it doesn't have to be a big chain, but it's a chain. Amen. But I want to tell you, the cross of Calvary will do to that chain. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The cross of Calvary will do to your soul what a magnet will do to that chain. Amen. I cannot explain what takes place. All I know is that when I knelt at an old rugged altar in Leesburg, Virginia, as a teenage boy, praise God, my sin burden rolled away. Amen. And I felt like I was free. Thank God I'm free. I've been delivered from the power of sin. Amen. I don't know if I can understand it altogether, but I can tell you tonight, there's still power in the cross of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That chain lies, amen, helpless within itself and has no power to move on its own. Amen. But you put something, glory to God, with living organism and magnetism in it, close to it. Amen. Glory to God. And it moves. And it is drawn upward. Amen. That's what Jesus meant when He said, and I, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. In verses 20 and 21 of this same amen text, and there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship, amen, at the feast. The same came therefore to amen Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Praise God. I said, we would see Jesus. Amen. We come on here. We in the church world, amen, has lost the vision, amen, of what the cross can do for a lost soul. Amen. Come on here. We think that our parties can draw them in, but it'll never do it. We think that our get-togethers will have an effect and it'll never change not one soul. Come on here. And I'm not against that. Come on. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Our singing is wonderful. Our music is great. Amen. And I'm excited about, amen, a lot of things. But I want to tell you, it's going to take the preaching of the cross of Jesus Christ to change men's lives. I was once a sinner. Then I came. Get it. Praise God. Amen. Help me here. I was once a sinner. Yeah, you were born and shapen in iniquity. Amen. In the gullies of sin of this world, in the hog pen of despair, in the wild parties, in the shindigs and blowouts of the devil, in the hell holes, amen, of this world. Come on, somebody say amen. Hey, I was once a sinner, amen, but I came, amen, pardon to receive from my Lord. This was freely given, and I found that He always kept His word. There's a new name written down, amen, and I want to tell you tonight that the cross of Jesus Christ can change a sinner's life. Praise God. Help me here. I can't change anybody. You can't change anybody. Amen. But the magnifying power of the cross of Jesus Christ can pick them up out of the gutters of this world and the parties of sin that has polluted their minds and their thoughts and their lives, and say they're so wicked and debauched, amen, to think there's no way, amen, they can ever get out of this prison house of sin. Amen. The shackles has got them in chains and iniquity, but there's power in the cross of Jesus Christ, amen, that can draw you, amen, and tell you that Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. We can, in the natural. Great Lord. In the natural, just in the natural, with our physical minds and our physical thoughts, we can tell people about the cross of Jesus Christ and the tragedy of Calvary and how He was, amen, taken and abused. Come on here. And beaten with a cat of nine tails with 39 lashes on His back, and tell people about the thorns. Amen. A crown of thorns upon His brow. Amen. And they spit in His face. Come on. Y'all listen to me. And they nailed Him to a cross in His hands and His feet. Amen. They took a spear and pierced His side until blood and water gushed out. And in the natural, sympathy goes out to us, from us to Him. What a pitiful, tragic story that anybody could treat a human being like that. Are y'all listening to me? Oh, I cannot imagine, amen, the horror that goes through the minds and pierces the hearts of the families of those as they sit before TV, amen, sits and watch. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Amen, and watch them, the recording of those boys or those men, amen, in foreign soil that was beheaded, and hear their anguish and hear their, amen, screams. Are y'all listening to me? As their heads are, amen, their bodies are decapitated and their throats is cut, and amen, their head is placed upon the back of a headless corpse. Amen. I don't understand the anguish and the horror, amen, that those families are going through. But when I look at Calvary, amen, it's a different picture. Amen. In the natural, it is a tragedy that anybody could be brutal enough, amen, and despicable enough, amen, to cause such anguish, amen, and grief and sorrow to another human being. But Calvary was different because on an old wicked cross, amen, great God, come on here. Amen. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And it was on that cross that my Savior bled and died, that I could be saved and be redeemed by His grace and washed in His blood. Hallelujah. Here's us spinning vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Come on here. Caring not that my Lord was crucified. Oh, y'all listen to me tonight. Amen. Oh, amen. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. And I see a multitude of humanity in America today that is in that same condition. They have no sensibility. They're on Calvary's cross. Jesus Christ paid the penalty for their sin, that they could be redeemed and changed and made a fit subject. Amen. To leave this world and go to heaven when they die. Hey, somebody say amen. The Bible said he was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was rejected, and we esteemed him not. Amen. Come on here. Amen. He was condemned. Amen. We condemned him with our sins to suffer on the cross, the shame and the agony. But thank God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, I can rest assure you, the death of Christ has taken its place in history, and it will never be forgotten. Amen. It will never be forgotten. The cross of Christ stands out above all of the crucifixions and executions that has ever taken place in the whole world. Amen. Glory. Oh, how come, preacher? Amen. It was on Calvary's brow where mercy and justice had a convention. Praise God. Amen. And justice said, every sinner, every soul that sins, it shall die. And it must die. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? Justice said, you were born and shapen in iniquity in your mother's womb, but mercy comes by. Praise God and says, yes, justice, you're right. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. It deserves to die. It ought to die. But Jesus Christ paid the penalty for every lost soul that they could be saved, that whosoever will could come and drink of the water of life freely. Praise God. Mercy won the debate. Praise God. Amen. God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Do you believe that? Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And let me say amen tonight. And I'm going to close here pretty quick. Not only was God, or did God witness the cross of Christ. Amen. But that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. He was God manifested in the flesh. Eternally God paid the penalty that every soul, somebody say amen. Oh, help me here. Somebody say amen. In one of the ancient churches, and I'm closing. Amen. In one of the ancient churches, there is a unique picture of the crucifixion. And behind Christ on the cross, as he is stretched out with nails in his hands in the crucifixion, you can catch a dim glimpse in the shadowy background of the cross and Christ hanging on the cross. Amen. You can catch a dim glimpse of the eternal Father of all heaven and earth. Praise God, the hands of the Father are behind the hands, amen, of the Savior of the world. And His hands too are pierced. Great God, come on, somebody say amen. Amen. The spear that pierced the side of the Savior of the world, amen, went all the way through and pierced the heart of God. Amen. Great God. Amen. Can I tell you, amen, I read the story about them, a man who saw that picture for the first time, and he said his first impulse was to shrink, amen, from that picture and shake his head and say, no! Amen. But he come to the realization that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. I will draw. As you gaze at the cross, there's a strange feeling that cross, the suffering of the Savior on that cross, is for you. He said, I will draw. I challenge any lost soul to take a picture of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and just look at it and gaze at it for at least 15 minutes. And there's something in that picture that will grasp their heart. And they'll say, that was for me. The forgiveness. I will draw. Is there any sin that He will not forgive? There's forgiveness here at the cross. A conscience tells us that we have grievously offended against a just and a holy God. Our conscience tells us that we need mercy and we need forgiveness. Amen. We've come a long ways. And we are wondering, what's tomorrow going to hold? I've come to a point where I've got to make a change. And I can hear a lone sinner in a church building somewhere, just like the Bible recorded, as He says, when He smote his heart, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And then they add, for Jesus' sake. You talking about heaven moving. You talking about God moving off of His throne. Praise God. God, be merciful to me, a sinner, for Jesus' sake. Praise God. You link our unworthiness to His worthiness because of Calvary. And all of a sudden, praise God, there is a change that takes place in a man's life and his heart. And Jesus said concerning that publican sinner that stood in the sanctuary and smote his heart and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus said that man went home justified. God, be merciful. I feel the Holy Ghost here in this place. Glory to God. because of Calvary. Because of Calvary, you are here in this service tonight. And only because of Calvary that you're saved. Not on any merits that you've done or good works. It's because of Calvary. Praise God. And if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. In verse 33 said, and this he said, signifying what death he should die. And I want to tell you, praise God. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for the world of lost sinners was slain. Cherish the old rugged cross. The cross of Christ is like a magnet that'll draw you. Pull every one of your sin stains out. And your soiled life, and the corrupt mind, he'll draw you. And exchange it someday for a crown to the old rugged cross. I will ever be true and reproach gladly bear. And I for a world of lost sin slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. While every head is bowed and every eye is closed, I wonder tonight if there's one precious soul in this congregation that really feels your need of God and you need to be saved. You ought to be saved. You're not a Christian, but you'd like to be. I wonder tonight if you'd just slip your hand up there where you're sitting. And I'll know by that uplifted hand, preacher. Pray for me. Will you do it? You feel like you need God? God bless you, sir. I'm so glad you come to church tonight. Praise God. Is there another in this place tonight? Will join this young man. Preacher, I need God. I really need God. I really need God. Would you slip your hand up, preacher? Pray for me. I really need God. I wonder how many church folks, Christians, people who come to church regularly would raise your hand, Brother Savage. I'm not really where I ought to be and need to be. I'm really slack. God bless you. God bless you. Are there others here? Saints, church folks, God bless you. God bless you. Is there others here? God bless you. Amen. You feel like, yes, God bless you. You need something more than you've got, and you're not where you ought to be and need to be. God bless you. Amen. I want us to, everybody, stand to your feet tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. The Spirit of God is touching lives. You that raise your hand, amen, won't you come to the altar? Let's pray. God bless you. Young ladies, young men, you raise your hand, amen. Come on, come on, come on. That's right. Praise God. Come on, Daniel, you want to come pray? Amen. Praise God. Somebody pray with Daniel. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, God. We're so glad for the mercy of the Lord. God's mercy and grace. Amen. It's so far-reaching. Glory to God. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. Come on, folks, let's pray. Amen. Dear friend, just pray out of your heart. God understands. He knows what you need inside. All He wants is a broken and a contrite spirit that say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, for Jesus' sake. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Can you pray? Can you pray, saints? Amen. Get a hold of God tonight. Amen. Get her close to folks. They don't know how to pray. Amen. Pray for them. Glory to God. Glory to God. God, be merciful. God, be merciful. Call unto me and I'll answer thee. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. For whosoever will, let him come and drink of the waters of life freely. Glory, 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 glory.